Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 86, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Let all the earth Jehovah fear, let all that dwell far, both far and near, and all before him stand. For lo, he spake, and it was done, and all with sovereign power begun, stood fast at his command. And what follows, Psalter 86, the three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Revelation 8. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Revelation 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, a woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. We hope to remember Bethesda, where it has pleased the Lord on Wednesday to take away by death Mr. John Vandenbrink at the age of 92 years, and also our country concerning the federal election, which is to take place tomorrow. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who hast created everything out of nothing, and yet upholds the same by thy divine providence, and hast granted in thy mercy in this morning hour, that we may place ourselves under the means of grace, then it has pleased thee to spare the whole congregation from the youngest to the oldest. Then thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. We may still be in that time of grace, when the King is still gathering a church unto thyself. But in our Bethesda, then for the staff and for their residents, then they are grieving where another empty place is come, and where that place shall be felt, where it shall be visible, when they gather for their meals. Wilt thou remember, wilt thou uphold, and O Lord, may the callings be sanctified for young and old. Wilt thou remember the mourning family. Then in this morning hour, it is evident that thou art still speaking. Where the fires continues to spread upon the face of the earth, and notwithstanding all the efforts of man, may there yet come an acknowledgement also by the high ones, those that are placed in authority, that ruleth over everything. May we be given to turn and unto ourselves. May we come in the guilt and cry mightily unto thee, O Lord. May it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit. There is much spoken of the virus and the consequences. And may there be more a living in of our sin, because on account of our sin, a death has come upon the earth. And may there be that weeping and mourning over our sin, over repentance, and by true saving faith of fleeing to that fountain, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sin. And Lord, thou knowest most perfectly, that is now thy work, and thou usest thy word to execute thy work, and to that end by renewal. Oh, may it please thee to use and bless thy holy word to that end, that in this morning hour, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, that they may be conquered by thy love, to taste of the good things of the Lord, oh, to receive that special place at thy footstool, and to cry mightily unto thee, the living God, who art the only one that can deliver and save. Then thou also knowest how we have spent a week, and not only concerning our temporal labors, but also concerning our thoughts and our desires, ah, Lord. May there be a people in this morning with those vehement desires, that have begged fervently of thee. Thou knowest how we have spent the night, oh, a people that have begged of thee, for a little token of thy divine favor, that thou knowest of them, that thou mayst speak to their souls, that they may feel thy embrace, that they may be given to rejoice and end in thee for thy wonderful works. May it please thee, under the solemn times, to grant unto those that have learned to pray, oh, the spirit of prayer and supplication, in a special manner, under solemn circumstances, that there may be a little wrestling, a little storming at the throne of grace, that under these circumstances, that thou may work lovingly and mightily for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name, O Lord. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, but that not only concerns thy word, that also concerns thy callings, thy judgments, and may it be used, that we and our children are turned more and more to thy holy word, to be given to us prayerfully, what is the Lord saying unto me? Lord, bless it then. Lord, wilt thou remember all the needs? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? There are many amongst us that grieve the loss of dear ones. Wilt thou uphold and wilt thou comfort? Wilt thou remember all the elderly ones, wherever they may be in the evening of their life? Lord, when they are unconverted, it has become very late, but not too late for thee. May be discouraged, and Satan whispers that it is too late, but oh, wilt thou also remember our elderly ones? Then we commend all the sick and afflicted. The different circumstances are known unto thee. Lord, those that are waiting, anxious, fearful, full of cares, much anxiety, oh, wilt thou remember them all? May they be given to bow their knees oftentimes, and tell thee everything, and may they be given to experience what the psalmist has confessed, when my soul was overwhelmed. Then thou knewest my path, Lord. Remember the difficulties of the body and the difficulties of the mind. Ah, do grant courage. May their eyes be upon thee with an impression undeserved and sinned away. But for thee there is nothing too wonderful. Wilt thou remember the handicapped and those that care for them? Remember the crosses and the burdens. Lord, remember our poor country, a country which thou wast so greatly blessed, a country of plains and mountains, of rivers and lakes, of minerals and fish. But, Lord, then we have forsaken thee. Then so many of the inhabitants have come to this country to earn a livelihood, but also so many to escape persecution. And now as a country, we have become proud. We have left thee, forsaken thy word and institutions. Woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head. And now in the day of tomorrow, elections have been planned, Lord. Then we may yet humbly ask thee that thou may yet show a little mercy, that thou may yet grant some leaders that have respect for thy holy word, who have learned to pray an impression that thou art the sovereign ruler over the heavens and of the earth, and that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it, and that it is such a bitter thing to transgress thy commandments, Lord. We have become a country that mocketh with thee, that blasphemeth thy holy name. May we and our children, because it is written, and we are part of this country, all impress that truth deeply upon our hearts. And, Lord, then we may humbly ask thee that thou may yet grant prayers for our poor country in the day of tomorrow, that thou giveth it not completely over to destruction and the hardness of the heart. May there yet come a time under thy solemn speaking that there may be an acknowledgement of thee. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Wilt thou open thy precious testimony, anoint with fresh oil from above? Wilt thou remember the listeners? Wilt thou go from bench to bench and from dwelling to dwelling? Oh, do go from heart to heart, and that with an impression, under all thy goodness, then thou, our sins, they are manifold, then also of the sins of the past week, then they testify for us, and then when we are given to examine our hearts, already on this Sabbath day, O Lord, wilt thou look down upon us in thy mercy? Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. 127, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3, and the extra collection today is for the Bethesda General Fund and not for the Disaster Fund, as noted in the bulletin. Thus, the extra collection today is for the Bethesda General Fund. Beloved, a congregation, in the day of tomorrow, then elections are planned for our country. That shall be a very important day. We as immigrants have come to this country seeking for a livelihood And then it has been perhaps in the past generations that the thought was, then politics that does not concern us as long as we may provide our daily bread for our families. But in the past years we have seen that it all affects us, and may we receive an impression that we and our children are also a part of this country, a country that has been so blessed from the one shore to the other. Then the Lord has granted many riches. The Lord has given unto so many that they may prosper in this country. But alas, as a country, we have become so proud, independent, forsaken the Lord, despised the statutes, and seeking our own way. And to that end, may it please the Lord that we may try. I know a true prayer has to be given, and we believe that in the United States of America, there is much more prayer and also much more freedom at the opening at the throne of grace for their country than in our country. Nevertheless, our duty, even with our understanding, that we may lay the needs before the Lord, and that in the day of tomorrow there may still be a few sires that the Lord gives not over everything over to destruction and the hardness of the heart. Then we also have a duty and a responsibility concerning the polling booth. And then let us all remember, with the casting of our votes, then the authority, then it must not be what is best for our pocketbook or according to our reasoning, but when we cast our vote, then it must be what is closest, those that stand closest to the holy word of God. Then we can only expect his blessing. Read the history of the kings of Judah and of Israel. Then many a times they have reasoned it out, and they have sought their help from an arm of flesh, but they were disappointed. To that end, may we be given to remember our poor country, and may we be given to ask in these dark and solemn times that the Lord may work lovingly and irresistibly with us, Holy Spirit. Ah, the Lord, he has and is speaking in so many ways. And now concerning the circumstances, and also concerning the day of tomorrow, then with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Revelation 8, the verses 1 through 5. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Our text words speak of the half hour of silence before the sounding of the trumpets. Four thoughts. An hour of God's long suffering. Secondly, an hour given for upright repentance. Thirdly, an hour for earnest prayer. And fourthly, an hour of approaching judgments. The half hour of silence before the sounding of the trumpets. An hour of God's long suffering. An hour given for upright repentance. An hour for earnest prayer. And an hour of approaching judgments. Thus first, an hour of God's long suffering. In the book of Revelation, Apostle John was banished to the island of Patmos, and there he was given to behold wonderful things. How John's thoughts must have multiplied to the congregation of Ephesus, a time of persecution. But then the risen Christ has revealed wonderful things, terrible things, but that was the comfort for the true church. Do we belong to that true church congregation? Has that now become our concern, to belong to that true people of God? And that we may be included in the blessings that are written in this book. Then the book of the Revelation, we can divide it into seven divisions. There's a very difficult book to understand. There's a book of prophecy, much symbolic language. And when we read this book, maybe different families at the table, maybe boys and girls at night when you read your Bible, maybe you are in the book of Revelation, and then when you read that book, then you can have many questions, because then you thought that you have read of the great day of judgment, and then later it speaks of that day again. Then we can understand that the book of Revelation is divided into seven parts, and those parts, they speak, they are parallel, although we may say they are progressive, that it becomes clear as we go through the book of Revelation, and they speak of the time between the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ and is coming again to judge the quick and the dead. And now in chapter 8, then we have come to the third part, because in the book of Revelation, then we read of the opening of the seals, what the Lord has decreed to fulfill upon this earth. Then in chapter 8, we hear of the trumpets, And in further chapters we hear of the pouring out of the vials. Then in chapter 5, the Apostle John, then he was given to see a throne, and one that sat on the throne with a book, with a roll, we would say, boys and girls, that was sealed with 7 seals. And then there was no man that could open that book. And then John has wept so bitterly. But then the elder has said unto John, weep not, for the lion out of the tribe of Judah. And boys and girls, you know who that lion is. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 6, the lamb that was slain, that he was worthy to open that book. And then the seals were opened in chapter 6. Then we read of those seals, oh, of those horses. First of that white horse, and one that sat upon that horse with a crown upon the head. And he went forth conquering and forth to conquer. That is that blessed Lord Jesus Christ, the victorious King, that under those solemn circumstances, and that shall continue till the end of the world, that he shall conquer his church, that he shall work by word and by spirit, oh, in the hearts of boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. But then John was also given to behold that red horse of war, and that black horse of famine, and the pale horse of death, when there would come much suffering upon the earth, oh, the fifth seal, then he was given to see those that were before the throne. Then in the 7th chapter, then we read that the Apostle John was given to see that the 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree, until the church was sealed. And now in this chapter, then we read the 6th seal that referred to the end of days, also the great judgment day. And now in our text words, and when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of 30 minutes. Thus what that must have been for John when he was given to see those visions, and then for a half hour of suspense, that nothing was spoken. It was an hour of silence, a half hour of silence. Oh, and then in our text, it is declared that everything upon this earth, that it is directed from above. When there was a half hour of silence in heaven, then there was also a time of relative quietness upon the earth. Because of our deep fall, there shall never be true quietness upon the earth. What a trials and what a troubles, what a wars and what a strife, what a difficulties upon this earth. But in our text it is signified that there would be a time upon the earth, that there would be relative quietness, that people could go in and out, and not so many wars. Oh, it was a time before the great judgments of the Lord would be sent upon the earth. And when we think of a time of quietness, then we can think of different things. Sometime it happens when a great storm is approaching that it is nearly perfectly still. The birds, they do not sing. The birds, they find a hiding place. So when that storm comes, also in the time before storms, sometime you see it at a bird feeder, that the birds are very busy eating extra because they feel a storm is coming. A half hour of silence under all the difficulties, congregation. Then there may still be relative silence. When I read Matthew 24, where Christ has spoken of the last days, then in verse 7 he has spoken rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilence, and different adversities. And then in verse 8, these are the beginning of sorrows. And then in verse 9, there is written of persecution. Next verse, of false Christs. There is written in verse 12, iniquity shall greatly increase, because the love of many waxes cold. And then in verse 13, he that shall endure to the end, he shall be saved. Thus the beginning of sorrows, our text, that speaks of a time of quietness before a great storm, before great judgments. Congregation, do we do as the birds and the animals? Lord has created everything wonderfully, that birds and animals, it seems they can sense and feel. They have not the Bible to tell them, but they can feel that a storm is approaching. And then they are so busy and so diligent to gather food and maybe to find a hiding place. How is that with us? Are we busy with those things? All the solemn callings. Are there souls that may believe it has become different to become a true seeker with an impression of my sins, lost, no hiding place for the storm? Oh, oftentimes in secret places and searching the Word of God, because in the Word of God there is written many things of the latter days. A half hour of silence that can become very uncomfortable if we think of Job 2. When Job has suffered so much loss and smitten with sickness and sat on that pile of ashes covered with sackcloth, then seven friends, they have come by appointment. They have spoken together. They said, let us go together, because what shall we say to Job? And then for 7 days, they have sat in silence. What that must have been. How uncomfortable. But not a word was spoken. May we also, if we may say it so, become uneasy, uncomfortable. We like to live in our comfort zone. Come to church, read the Bible, but not to be disturbed too much. And try to rest in our excuses. Lord must convert us, it is true. But that we do not use the means so diligently as we ought. A half hour of silence. We can also picture a courtroom, a court case, a guilty one, witnesses, and then the judge. And after everything has been examined, then everyone is waiting for the judge to speak. And if there is now reluctance for the judge to give a sentence, then you could feel the suspense in such a courtroom. A half hour of silence can also be when we have been examined by the doctor and the doctor calls us and we come in his presence. And then if the doctor would not immediately speak, then what that would be for the one that is waiting for the doctor to speak could multiply it out, a half hour of silence. We may be living in that time under all the circumstances, the Lord speaking over the whole earth. Then the Lord still blesses us, still grants our daily bread, watches over us, gives so much more than we deserve. But a half hour of silence. And in that half hour of silence, that signifies that upon the earth, the judgments would be stayed. And now the Lord grants that half hour of silence. It is an hour of the long suffering of the Lord. It is not written in our chapter, at the end of chapter 29, two times, when the trumpets were blown, and they repented not. Thus the forbearance and the long suffering of the Lord, that his hand is stayed before he sends greater judgments upon the earth. And then surely the Lord, long suffering over our country, how different it has become. Former days, especially Canada, the Sabbath day was kept very strictly. The majority of the families, they had a family Bible. The public schools, Bible still had a place. Prayer was offered, and now many grow up as heathens. If we think of our country, how many unborn continue to be murdered. Also our responsibility. The day of tomorrow, that we vote for the lives of the unborn. We think of the seventh commandment. Marriage no longer honored, despised, and you can multiply it out. Who would have ever even thought 25, maybe 15 years ago, that our government would be making laws promoting transgenderism? Thus the long suffering of the Lord, that half hour of silence. Has that ever become a wonder unto us and our children? Because, of course, in this day, we must not only think of our country at large, but think of us as a people. How is it with us? Under all the callings, has it brought us closer to the holy word of God? Our life more conformable, more separate from the world, more reverent and modest when we come up to God's house? A half hour of silence. That is what we read of in our text. And that is a time that the Lord gives that we may repent, turn unto the Lord, because we read, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Thus John was given to see that there were seven angels. This clear in the Bible. There is also rank concerning the angels. They have stood before God. We read the same in Luke 1 verse 19 of Gabriel. And then John was given to see those seven angels with trumpets ready to blow. But no sound. A half hour of silence. What a long time that must have been. Those angels, perfect silence. A half hour of silence in heaven. When we read the Old Testament, because in the book of Revelation, many images, they are taken from the Old Testament, from the temple, from different prophets. And now when the Old Testament, the blowing of the trumpets, that had many purposes. The new year, the new month, then the trumpets were blown. The year of Jubilee for a people that have lost everything, many debts. What a joyful sound that was, because then everything would be restored. The trumpets were also blown when the people would be called together for special occasions, special reasons, a day of prayer, repentance, and humiliation. The trumpets were also sounded, because you know, boys and girls, upon the walls of the cities, there were watchmen, and they had to see if the enemy was coming. And then they have blown the trumpets when the enemy was seen, that the people could take heed, that they could take their weapons, that they could fight the enemy, that the enemy would not come upon them unawares. Oh, the blowing of the trumpets. They were sounded to call the people together for many different reasons. Oh, of course, the sounding of the trumpets, that had one message for the Israelites, but another message for the enemies. Think of Gideon. Oh, when he has blown the trumpet, then it was the destruction of the enemies. Thus, what a sight that must have been for John, all alone on the island of Patmos. Seems in our day many people have trouble being alone, that they need some noise. I hope not bad music. But even it seems some people have difficulty with just having quietness. Of course, I'm not saying it's a blessing when we may listen to psalters and nice music. Not wrong. but it is also necessary and profitable that we may have quiet times to think of divine realities, the seriousness of the time, the one thing needful, the blessings of the Lord, His special providence, and you can multiply it out. What that must have been for John, all alone on the island of Patmos and seen to that vision in heaven. Seven angels, the trumpets through their mouth, ready to blow. And that would be concerning the judgments of the Lord. And then a half hour silence. That is still a time of repentance, congregation. Opportunity, a time for the inhabitants of the earth. And that very quiet time before the storm shall come to be given to turn unto the Lord, cry mightily unto Him, that the Lord may be mindful of them. What is repentance in the Bible? That is a turning in the mind with corresponding actions in our life. Thus repentance, the Lord still grants that time by renewal families. How has it been under the Lord's solemn speaking? So many different ways, also under His goodness. Have we come closer to the Word of God? Have we maybe lit fires? That there were things, you can multiply it out, that do not belong in our houses. Maybe a little reluctant because we love our idols, but that we have burned them. A half hour of silence. The Lord still grants unto the church, also unto our country, time to turn unto the Lord. But it shall not be forever, because we read in our text, a half hour of silence that does come to an end. And then those angels ready to blow the trumpets to pronounce the great judgments of the Lord that shall come upon the inhabitants of the earth. Let us first sing. Psalter 4. Let us sing 1, 3, and 4. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain against the Lord of earth and heaven, to overthrow Messiah's reign. Psalter 4, only 1, 3, and 4. the half hour of silence before the sounding of the trumpets. An hour of God's long suffering. An hour given for upright repentance. And now thirdly, an hour for earnest prayer. Then John was given to see in that half hour silence with those seven angels ready to blow their trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayer of the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Then these text words speak of the meritorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ as that praying and thanking high priest. When we read these verses, then it is evident, because we have said that many of the images and language in the book of Revelation that is taken and refers to the Old Testament. And then also in the verses 3 and 4, then it refers to the temple in the Old Testament. And now in these verses, then it is implied that we read of two altars. Because we first read and stood at the altar, and then further at the golden altar, which was before the throne. Thus then, the altar, that is the brazen altar in the court, and upon that altar, the fire always had to burn. And that fire is an emblem of the justice of God. But now the golden altar, that was the altar in the holy place. Maybe, children, you have learned it already from the Bible, that in that holy place there was the golden altar of incense, the golden candlestick, and the golden table of showbread. And now we read in our text that this angel appointing to the ministry of Christ in a state of exaltation, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. Then in the temple service, then the priest was called upon to take fire from the brazen altar. In Leviticus 10, those two sons of Aaron, they have offered strange fire, and to take incense, and then the priest, he was to place that fire upon that golden altar and sprinkle that incense upon it, and then it would arise to the heavens as a sweet-smelling savor. And to that end, we read in Psalm 141, verse 3, "Let my prayer be set before thee as incense." And in Revelation 5, verse 8, "The golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints." And now concerning the prayers of all saints, and then we may include the prayer of Revelation 6, that they have prayed, "How long, Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Thus then we read in our text words, and that in that half hour silence, and those seven angels with the trumpets ready to blow, that John was given to see, that there was another angel, and then with that incense, with the prayers of all saints, for the prayers of the church, they learned it more and more, that much needs to be deleted, much added. John Bunyan has written in one of his books concerning those matters, but that incense of that finished work of Christ in the state of his humiliation, and that with that incense, that it may be added to the prayers of the saints, with his blood. And then I read in John 16, the verses 23 and 24, that Christ has said unto his disciples, what they shall ask in my name, the Father shall give it. Thus then John was given to see in that vision, in that half hour, that there were the prayers of the saints, that Christ has added that incense, his finished meritorial work, and that it was offered before the throne. Thus, when we consider the verses 3 and 4 in verse 4, and the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand, I read in Isaiah 1 verse 9, that except the Lord has left us a very small remnant, we would have been as a Sodom and a Gomorrah. Do we not read in Genesis 18 of an Abram that he was given to pray for Sodom and Gomorrah? And if there would have been 10 righteous in that city, then the city would have been saved. It would have not been destroyed. Thus, the prayer of the church many times, God's people are called the corks of a land upon which they may float, when there may still be intercessors, when there may be an interceding Moses on the mount pleading for that people of Israel. Then there may still be a half hour of silence, when there may still be a weeping Jeremiah that is given to weep those bitter tears and to beg the Lord for his people, when there may be a sighing Ezekiel. We read in Ezekiel 9 verse 4, with those six men with the destroying weapons in their hand, but then they were stayed because there was another one in a white linen cloth, a long coat, and he had an ink pot with a marker in his hand. And then he went through the city of Jerusalem, and then he has placed a mark upon their foreheads that the destroyer may not touch them. Thus then in our text words, then we read the power, when the Lord grants it, granted by the Holy Spirit. That is what the church learns, the spirit of prayer and of supplication, when there may yet be beggars exercised with the coming of his kingdom, the glory of his name. Beggars begging the Lord, that there may still be a little time to repent, a time of repentance, then the judgments may still be stayed. There are examples also in the history of the church. But now, when it starts to cease, and in the context concerning the prayers that the saints have offered up, there can be a time in the life of the church that they fall on the side of the Lord, that they are given to declare that he is holy and righteous. Can even be that they are given to ask that the Lord will come with his judgments, where their king is mocked so grievously. Ah, where there is that bowing under the justice of God, oh, a half-hour silence, there were still the prayers of all the saints that were sent up, and therefore the angels, they were refrained for a half-hour to be given to blow the trumpet. But we read in our text words that there has come a time that it would become different. That is our forethought. An hour of reproaching judgments. Oh, young and old, we have said, a half hour is given to us and our children, a time of repentance, a time that we may be given to seek the Lord, a time that we may be converted. But concerning that half hour, oh, concerning the wicked, it is a time that they are given to sin their cup of wrath full. Do you ever think, young and old, how full our cup is? Oh, are you sometime afraid that it is nearly to the brim, and that the Lord shall send the angel of death, may it drive us out to him who has taken the cup of wrath, which his Father has given unto him, and he has emptied that cup to the full. And to that end there may be a way that poor and needy sinners may be declared. Oh, in the book of Revelation, then John is given to see great tribulations, great persecution that shall come over the earth. But he is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. Oh, he is the victor. He is conquered. Oh, the strife shall be great. In the chapters 12 through 14, there it is further declared, the great strife between the dragon and the Son of God. Oh, the devil, then he has that beast out of the sea and the beast out of the earth. Oh, we see it fulfilled. One has said, to say it reverently, that our governments, that they are trying to imitate the Trinity. The Father, in his providence, he cares for his church. And now the government says to their people, we shall take it over. We shall care for you. And now who do they try to imitate to be the Christ, to be the Savior? That is the social network. That they say, if you have difficulties, we shall provide and we shall deliver. And who is the Holy Ghost? That is the media. To lay it before the people, we say it reverently, but the one has said it, he has explained it, and when we think about it, how true it is. But now, there came a time that it would become different. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. Thus then we read by renewal, the altar. That is the brazen altar that stood in the court with the fire that is always burning, an emblem of the justice of God. Then the long suffering of the Lord would come to an end and the inhabitants of the earth would be punished. And filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. The half hour of silence has come to an end. The judgments of the Lord would be poured upon the inhabitants of the earth. A time would come, as I read of Jeremiah in Jeremiah 14, verse 11. And if we read the prayer in the verses 7 through 9, oh, what a true, what an upright, and what a sincere prayer it was to the God of heaven, all pointing that he was that almighty God. Be not as a stranger in a land, as a man that is astonished that cannot save. And then in verse 11, pray no more for this people for their good. Jerusalem would be destroyed. The judgment shall come. And then no prayers. Then they shall stay that hand. We think of the world and the world wars. What a suffering. What a death. And what a prayers have been sent up that that war would come to an end. But it has run its course. Congregation, who shall live? When the fifth and the further verses in this chapter, when they shall be fulfilled, when the Lord shall pour out fire, when voices shall be heard, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake, and then the trumpets have sounded, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound, and we have heard it, we have read it. In verse 7, hail and fire, resemblance to the seventh plague in Egypt. And then we read, a third part of the trees and grass were destroyed. What a hunger when a third part of the vegetation is destroyed. It's true. Much in this book is symbolic, prophetically. Then in verse 8, third part of the creatures in the sea, the ships, this first vegetation, then animal life, and then in verse 10, then we read, many men died. When the Lord shall blow those trumpets, when he shall pour out his judgments upon the earth. But now today, congregation, it's true, many are in their homes. The virus continues to spread, notwithstanding all the efforts of man. May the prayers also be multiplied that the Lord may remember us and to be given to simply trust in the Lord. That is the best place, young and old, to simply trust in the Lord. But now we may still a half hour of silence, a time of long suffering, a time for repentance, still a time for prayer. And then, have you heard, congregation? Four trumpets, the fourth trumpet, darkness, similar to the ninth plague, certain extent. And have you heard the last voice? Then we read, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe. With Saul, we have heard that the Lord has called different ones two times by their name. Also Saul, Saul, on the way to Damascus. But in verse 13 concerning, because there were still three angels that still had to blow their trumpet. And then concerning those three trumpets, then we do not read woe, woe two times, but three times, to express the seriousness of those judgments and the urgency that the inhabitants of the earth, that they may be given to seek and to find a hiding place. Jeremiah, concerning his beloved country and inhabitants, then in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, then he has cried out, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. And now in this chapter, after the first four trumpets, then there was, has cried out with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. We do not read of exclusions, it is true, concerning God's people. The Lord has purchased them with body and soul. But if we think of the calamities, think of the world wars, then the churches were not excluded. Oh, we may say, congregation, that the church is even more guilty to the world. So many people in our province, they do not even have a Bible. They do not hear of the wonderful things of the Lord. Many boys and girls, maybe young people, maybe you think sometime a little too strict, we may not do this or that. Be thankful that you have a father and mother that cares for you. There are so many young people that feel that no one cares for them, and they are not taught out of the Word of God. Thus, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Then the church, 1 Peter 4, verse 17, time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. Then we shall not be excluded, congregation. But now the call comes to us, woe, woe, to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. May we take the message to our homes and I'll tell the Lord how good he is, that he still grants that one half hour of silence, and that we may still have the word of God, that we are still warned, but that there is also told that there is a precious Savior, that can save to the uttermost. May the Lord use all his solemn speaking to that end, that there may be a rich ingathering. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, Isaiah has said in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou remember us and our children in these serious and solemn times, and that in the half hour of silence, that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, to be given to be wonder thy long suffering, and given to repent, and to seek for a hiding place. Lord, wilt thou grant unto thy children that they may be given to make their calling and election sure, and under all the difficult circumstances. May we be found often at the throne of grace, and not to be given to trust in thee. Lord, remembrance in the furtherance of this Lord's day, bring under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Remember our brother elder, make it an easy task, and the opening at the throne of grace. We commend our country unto thee, grant traveling mercies, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 127, the stanzas 1, 5, 6, and 8. A God will our strength and refuge prove in all distress of present aid. And though the trembling earth remove, we will not fear nor be dismayed. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Timothy Sean Vandenberg and Shantae Jane Van Manen. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. There will be a registration evening for all those who wish to follow the Confession of Faith classes this season on Monday, September 27 at 7:30 p.m. here in the church basement. And there will be a midweek service this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 with Reverend Adams officiating. Psalter 127, 1, 5, 6, and 8.
Thank you.
grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.